Good evening, Australia. Welcome to your weekly insurance news wrap here on Financial Services Online, today being Thursday, May 22nd, 2025. Let's dive into the latest and most intriguing stories from the dynamic insurance landscape in Australia. This week, the Australian Financial Complaints Authority, or AFCA as it is known, made a crucial decision in a contentious dispute between QBE Insurance and a company director. Back in June 2023, a car crash instigated this case, but it quickly evolved into more than just a simple damage claim. The particular focus? Variables such as contradictory engineering reports and conflict over the director's income, which sparked alternative versions of the event. AFCA allowed QBE to place a hold on the claim, requiring the director to provide additional bank and phone records. However, it's worth noting that despite the convoluted unfolding of events, no concrete proof of fraud has emerged against the director. Adding fuel to the fire, AFCA supported QBE's decision to auction the disputed Audi, which stirred concern over authorization and pricing from the director's end. In an unrelated but similarly complex scenario, AFCA handed down a decision favoring a policyholder against auto and general services. The claim involved a stolen and subsequently burnt-out car. With accusations weighing the air, AFCA rejected any speculation of fraud in the case, emphasizing the absence of links between the claimant and the car thief. Auto and General now have an obligation to honor the claim, in addition to paying $2,000 for inflicted distress. These recent cases underline the significance of solid evidence in substantiating fraud allegations, a message that resonates strongly with both institutions and policyholders. Shifting focus, Asgard, an investment platform of Westpac, announced a major shakeup in insurance premiums this week. Clients with Asgard personal protection packages should brace for increases from a minor 0.7% to a staggering 94.6%. Rising costs of operation and claims are attributed to this change, which takes effect from the 1st of July. Asgard is currently communicating this development to clients, offering guidance to navigate through the new premiums. This could potentially set a precedent for similar financial institutions, underscoring the urgency for strategic planning and transparent communication in managing cost challenges. Thank you for choosing Financial Services Online for your weekly recap of the insurance industry's highlights. Catch me, Paige Estratori, same time next week for more updates from the sector, ensuring you stay informed and ready for whatever comes your way. Meanwhile, for more information on personal and business insurance, visit our website, financialservicesonline.com.au. Until next week, goodbye and take care.